Welcome to Update One, the podcast of the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. Update One provides a forum for listeners to learn about national stories focusing on news, politics, and current events. Now, the latest edition of Update One.
This is Ufuma Otu, a member of the National Press Club's Broadcast Committee. For this episode, we again highlight press freedom, specifically the case of Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian, who was arrested in Iran and now has been held in an Iranian prison for 1 year, the longest captivity ever for a Western journalist in Iran. Freedom of the press is a major priority for the National Press Club. At a news conference held here at the club on July 22nd, the one-year anniversary of Jason's imprisonment, Washington Post executive editor Marty Baron explained what Jason has gone through since he was arrested.
Jason remains today in Evin prison. And over the past several months, he has been subjected to a sham trial on trumped-up charges of espionage and other supposed offenses. In a year's time, no evidence has been produced of espionage or any other offense. It is clear, as it has been all along, that Jason did nothing wrong. All he did was work diligently and fairly as a journalist. Every aspect of this case, his incarceration, his trial, the conditions of his imprisonment, has been a disgraceful violation of human rights, and it violates common decency. An innocent individual, a fine journalist, a devoted family man, and a dear colleague is being unjustly deprived of his freedom. This is what has happened over the past year. Jason was arrested without charges. He was imprisoned. He was placed in isolation for many months, relentlessly interrogated, and denied medical care he needed. His case was assigned to a judge who had been sanctioned internationally for human rights violations. He could not retain a lawyer of his choice. He was given only an hour and a half to meet with a lawyer approved by the court before the trial began. Jason's lawyer only learned of the date of the trial and the week before it was to start. And then the so-called trial was closed. Closed to the Post, which asked to send an editor as an observer, closed to his mother and his wife, and closed to the entire world. There have now been three hearings during the trial, which apparently is coming to a close. There has been no evidence of espionage or any other wrongdoing by Jason. On the other hand, the Iranian judicial system has been the poster child for bad behavior. This case has violated any reasonable standard for due process, for evidence, and for fair legal representation. The nuclear negotiations that recently concluded have, sadly, provided no resolution to Jason's case. Iran's system of injustice continues uninterrupted. Justice requires releasing Jason to his family and to the rest of his life. Freedom is his right. And we call again on Iran, its government, and its judiciary to let this decent and innocent man go.
Ali Rezaian, Jason's brother, also spoke at the news conference, saying his brother has lived a hard life since his arrest.
Since the first day of his detention, the Iranian government has consistently denied Jason his rights under the Iranian constitution, Islamic law, and Iran's longstanding international obligations. They've held him on a temporary detention order for a year, ignored their laws guaranteeing him legal counsel and bail, and are now ignoring their law, which mandates bail for any individual held without conviction for over 360 days. For nearly 5 months, Jason was held in solitary confinement, and even now he is isolated from most human contact. He is frequently threatened with indefinite detention unless he confesses to crimes which he did not commit. For nearly 9 months, Jason was prohibited from hiring an attorney to mount his defense. But even then, the Iranian government prohibited Jason from hiring several attorneys and, through intimidation, kept others from taking the case. Since engaging an attorney, Jason has had only two meetings with her to prepare his defense. When his trial began, 10 months after his detention, it was closed to outsiders so that not even his wife or our mother could attend its sessions to support Jason. As there is no allegation that Jason has had access to secret information, this can only be a sign of the weakness of the evidence against him, the baseless nature of the charges, and the Islamic Republic's desire to cover up this year-long injustice. This anniversary is all the more trying because of the agreement announced between the P5 plus one and Iran last week. For this past year, my family has watched these on-again, off-again negotiations drag on. We have awaited each deadline, hoping that they could provide an opportunity for the Iranians to end their legal and inhumane detention of my brother. We have tracked Iran's laws on detention of prisoners and watched as Iran ignored their own laws and demonstrated that they are not a nation of laws, as they so disingenuously claim to be. We have hoped that the United States and other governments could impress upon Iran that illegally holding an innocent journalist within their court system would jeopardize the odds of success of a deal and would have consequences for their country. To date, that has not been the case. Instead, what we've seen is repeated extensions to these deadlines, arbitrary extensions of Jason's detention, and a secret trial, which started 10 months after Jason was imprisoned, has consisted of only 3 days of hearings, separated by weeks of unnecessary and arbitrary delays. Iran has made a mockery of its own legal system and proven that it has no interest in upholding its laws, let alone fulfilling its international commitments. But despite Iran's best efforts, their illegal detention of Jason has not gone unnoticed. Nearly 500,000 people from over 140 countries have signed the petition at change.org/freejason, calling for Jason's immediate and unconditional release. Respected journalists and news organizations from around the world have called on Iran to release Jason. And in just the days since the announcement of the nuclear agreement, the major U.S. news organizations, editorial boards, the President and Secretary Kerry, as well as several presidential candidates, including Secretary Clinton and Senator Rubio, have called on Iran to release Jason and the other detained Americans. Please make no mistake, this is not a partisan issue. I am proud to remind you that both the House and the Senate unanimously approved resolutions calling for our executive branch to prioritize the release of Jason and the other Americans being held and missing in Iran.
Washington Post General Counsel Jay Kennedy said the paper is doing everything it can to secure Jason's release.
As we continue our efforts to press for his release, we're now doing so in a new forum. The Post has filed a petition with the United Nations Working Group on Arbitrary Detention seeking Jason's immediate release. This petition, which we are making available today, makes clear that Jason's detention is arbitrary and unlawful under both Iranian and international law, and requests that the working group issue an urgent appeal to Iran declaring that his imprisonment is unlawful, that he must be released and allowed to return home. We believe Iran has violated international law by depriving Jason of his internationally recognized human rights. It's put forth no evidence whatsoever corroborating the charges of espionage and collaborating with foreign governments. Rather, Jason was arrested and continues to be detained simply because he exercised his right to free expression and did the work of a journalist who seeks to truthfully report and document important and newsworthy events to the world.
The National Press Club's president, John Hughes, is calling for Jason's immediate release.
This is the longest captivity for a Western journalist in Iran. Now, I want to get something off my chest. The National Press Club again calls for Jason's release today. Iran's Revolutionary Court should conclude its process today. Release Jason to his family. As a Post reporter, Jason is part of the Washington journalism community. He is like family to us. We've really gotten to know Ali this year with his numerous trips here to the club, as we've been working together on Jason's situation. Ali is like family to us here at the club. We're tired of Iran's delay in this matter. It's past time, way past time, for Jason to be free.
According to Iranian media, Rezaian's defense lawyer believes her client should be released in the wake of the nuclear deal between Iran and world powers. An Iranian deputy foreign minister says Iran did discuss Rezaian's case with U.S. officials as a humanitarian issue on the sidelines of the recent nuclear talks. New laws in Iran bar those on trial for charges except murder from being in detention for more than a year before a verdict. Rezaian faces 10 to 20 years in prison if convicted on charges that include espionage and distributing propaganda against the Islamic Republic. This is Ufuma Otu, a member of the National Press Club's Broadcast Committee.
You have been listening to Update One, a production of the National Press Club's Broadcast Committee. You can comment on this show or any episode of Update One by going to facebook.com/PressClubDC or on Twitter @PressClubDC. Thanks for listening to Update One.